Pesachim Perkches Mishnah Base 8:2 and more on the topic of the proper assignment of Korban Pesach to people, and specifically what happens if you have two potential animals assigned to one person. So the Mishnah says, Ha'omer la'avdo, if a person says to a servant, Tsei u'shechot alai es ha'pesach, go and slaughter a Korban Pesach for me. Now the Korban Pesach can be of one of two animals. It's a seh, but a seh is either a goat or a sheep. The pasuk says min hakvasim min haizim tichachu. The pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis Perkei says you can take as a korban pesach either from the kvasim. A keves is a sheep. Umin haizim, an aiz is a goat, and the baby sheep is called a teleh, a lamb, and the baby goat is called a kid, a gdi. So this eved really wasn't told which of the two animals, whether a kid or a lamb, to take, and therefore he can take either one that he so chooses. Shachat gedi yochal, if the servant slaughters a kid, a baby goat, then the master may eat that. Shachat teleh, if on the other hand he slaughters a lamb, yochal, then the master may eat that. In other words, since the master didn't specify, either of the two options are acceptable, and we assume that the master left it to the servant to decide which to choose. Now the truth is, there's nothing really magical about the master and servant here. Any shaliach, any person you assign as your agent to slaughter Korban Pesach on your behalf, the same halachas would apply. The chiddush of the eved is, it's when it comes to a eved which is a slave, there's a big likelihood that the slave would know what's normal in the house year after year, and therefore you might have thought that if you contravene what's normal, then perhaps we'd assume that the master had assumed he would do what the servant would get, what they always get for Pesach Seder. But it's not the case. Since he left it unspecified, the slave may choose whichever he wants, and that's fine. Now, what happens if Shachat Gedi Vitale? What happens if the servant got both animals? To cover his bases, he got both a kid and a lamb. So now the Mishnah says Yochel min harishon. He, the master, will eat from whichever was slaughtered first. Now, the way the Gemara understands this is not at all what the Mishnah sees. The Gemara limits this to a very specific case, the specific case of a king or queen. The reason why is because under normal circumstances, a person is not allowed to be registered on two separate animals, and that's what happened here. The servant took both a goat and sheep and registered, if you will, assigned them both to his master and then slaughtered one, then the other. So since the master was assigned to two, which one would retroactively be the one that was his would be a question of brera. Meaning once brought to the attention of the master, he would then decide, oh, I wanted the first or I wanted the second. And the way the Mishnah reads, it sounds like, oh, I'll just take the first one, that's fine. But since we've already established, you can't use brera, you can't use retroactive assignment when it comes to a mitzvah d'orais like Korban Pesach. So, in fact, the mishnah would not be true. So that being the case, the normal rule would be, for a regular person, a regular scenario, if the master doesn't assign the servant which type of animal to get, and the servant gets both, so then neither are valid, and both would need to get burned. Okay? The case, however, in our Mishnah, it's talking about a king or a queen. So the way the Gemara says it, it says the Shemelech Umalka Da'atam Kala Aleihem, which means there's two pshatim here. So I'll say the first pshat first, which is that they haven't got a fixed mind about things. They just don't care. They just, as long as the food is good, they leave it to the servants to figure out what's on the menu, and they're not particular. And that being the case, their mind is so flighty, if you will, that they say, listen, whatever they checked at first, that could decide it for me. I don't care. I'm totally undecided. And that being the case, it wouldn't be a retroactive designation, but rather the assignment was made at the time of the slaughter because it was sort of left to the hands of the servant. And that'd be peculiar to the king or queen. That's one approach. And that's how the Bar Tanur speaks it out. There's a second approach, the parish of the Rambam, which is, he understands that Melech Malka Daltam Kal Aleihem, that their Da'as is Kal, that their mind is flighty, means that they're likely to, like, you know, fly into a rage. And we're concerned that if the servant botches the job, It could be all for this head. And therefore, for the sake of peace, we will find a solution and say, look, whatever one was first, we'll just go with that one. And really, because we want to protect the servant and not because, under normal circumstances, that would be legitimate. And whatever the case is, leaving the king and queen out, in any other scenario, the Mishnah would not, the halacha would be not like the Mishnah implies, meaning that if you were assigned to two animals so that neither one would be valid, both need to get burned. Now the Mishnah says, going further, Shachach mash ma'amar lo rabo, if the servant knows that the master was specific and did say either a goat or a sheep, but he just can't remember which one, so then ketzad yasa, what should he do to get things right? So yishachat tale ugadi, he should get one of each, slaughter them both, and at the time of the slaughtering, he should make a tanai, he should make a conditional slaughtering. So therefore, we're going to sidestep issues of brera by having the assignment done now prior to shechita. We're saying the decision over whether the master was getting a goat or sheep was determined by his instructions, which happened before the shechita. And the Eva is just riding on that wave and saying, listen, whatever he said, that's what I'm doing now. The Omar, and therefore he says, the servant says, Im gadi amar li rabbi, if my master told me to get the kid, then gadi shalo, then I'm the animal that is the gadi, that's the one that's for him, v'tale shali, and the lamb will be for me. V'im tale amar li, and if, however, he told me get a lamb, rabbi, that's my master instructed, then a hatale shalo, then the lamb will indeed be for him. U'gadi shali, and the kid, the goat, will be for me. And that way he assigns it properly and does it properly at the time of the shechita, and we're not relying on brera because the determination was made over which was which prior to shechita based on what the master had said. Shachach rabo ma'amarlo. Now, if he just doesn't, now if he comes back, the slave comes back, and he says, "Listen, I did this contingent thing. One of these are yours. Just remind me which one is yours." But if the master can't remember which one he had said, so then shneim yetzel beisa sreifa. So now both have to be burnt. The reason why is because neither can be eaten because you don't know which belongs to whom. However, upatur ma lasos pesach sheni. However, both of them are exempt from bringing a korban pesach as a pesach sheni, meaning they fulfill their mitzvah, because according to the Bar Tanura, the pshat is because even though the master doesn't remember which one was his, heaven knows. In Shemaim, they know he either said a goat or a sheep, and the goat or sheep was shechted on his behalf, so everything is kosher v'yosher, and therefore he'll be yotzi. They'll both be yotzi. They can't eat their korban pesach, but they've certainly fulfilled their mitzvah of shechting the korban pesach, and there's no need to bring a pesach sheni. Others don't like that pshat because it's a general rule that you have to for the korban pesach to be valid, that's what I want, for it to be valid, it has to be at the time of the shechita that it's edible. In this scenario here, the way I just described it, it would not be, since it's not edible even at the time of shechita, it wouldn't be valid. So therefore, others learn the pshat is that at the time of the shechita, the master indeed could have recalled whether he asked for a goat or sheep. But now, later on, he's forgotten. And therefore, at the time of the shechita, it was valid and edible. Just now, we've all forgotten which one he said, and therefore neither one can be eaten, and therefore, as a side point, they'd be burned, but the basic bringing of the Korban Pesach for both the master and the servant was fulfilled, and they're both yotzi, and therefore no need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's the Mishnah. There is one side point here that the Gemara gets bogged down in the weeds about, which I'll discuss right now, which is, how is it technically possible for an Eved, a slave, to acquire these two animals, one for himself and one for his master? The general rule is that whatever the mashakana eved kana rabo, whatever the slave acquires, his master acquires. In other words, how is it mechanically possible for the eved to have an animal to himself that is not the master's animal? That's just a side point, right? And I said this whole mission would apply even if we're talking about a shliach, just a regular agent, as opposed to a slave. But the Gemara does concern itself with the question because of the Mishnah, and it answers that you need to have a special setup where the slave is going to a shepherd who's familiar with the master and cares about the master and wants him to be yotzi, and therefore they contrive a setup where when the shepherd gives over the animal to the slave, he makes that contingent. He says, if this is whichever animal is not meant to be for my master, I'm giving to you conditioned on the fact that the master will have no part of it. And such a transfer of ownership with such a contingency can work to enable the servant to own something without the master owning anything. So that's just how that's achieved. But that, again, is a side point.